Larry, thanks again.
Hey, Dave, this is Sam. How are you?
I'm good, Sam. And yourself?
I'm a little bit okay, actually. I was not feeling well. Still, I'm not feeling well. You know, fever, coughing. It's too much. Body pain.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yes, so for that, I just in the office, right? So that's why I'm here. And my colleague let me know that you're willing to talk to me regarding your website. Just open your website, right? And here is the error is coming on with a deceptive site ahead. Actually, I hope do you know about this error? Why this error came come on the site? Do you know about that?
Do I know about what?
Why this error come on the website?
There's multiple errors. There's a phishing error. Yeah, mm-hmm. Saying that the URL, my antivirus is blocking me from going onto that website because mm-hmm. they're saying that the website, the service,
mm-hmm.
the servers that it's located on has got a URL which is linked with phishing. I use the same MX records to look at blacklisting, and it looks like all of I sent you the email with that also, that's saying that there's multiple sites which check for blacklisting, and those are all coming up as showing that this site with the servers that it's coming from is blacklisted. I'm actually losing business now over this. I've got clients that are leaving us. They're not responding to us anymore. They're not giving us work for this reason right here, because we're supposed to be a security company. We do security projects.
Uh-huh.
And they're seeing us as being a security risk. So,
I really do understand that at this point. The reasons you just let me know, I really appreciate you you know these reasons, but there is one reason more that's why it happens. It mm-hmm. happens by the Google as well, right? I'm not saying that it's the reason that you just mentioned to me. Yes, one of the reasons from these which you just mentioned, but mm-hmm. one more reason is there, which is, you know, happened by the Google. So right now, the reasons why it's happening is Google did this thing, right? And yesterday, my server team also spoke with the Google, department and all that stuff. Why this domain, specific this domain, because our rest of the client's website is working fine. And why this domain have not marked deceptive, or why this happens, right? So they are saying that they are working on it, right, and it will take more than like a maximum 24 hours to fix it by the Google. It's not happened from our side, and it's not like that. Our server IPs and other stuff is blacklisted. That's why it's happened. No, it's not like that. If our server is blacklisted, so our all clients' website will be marked deceptive, or all clients' website will be, you know, down automatically. But no, it's not like that. Only your website is down, and I don't know why. And my server team spoke with the, you know, Google department, and they are working together, right? And that's the thing. And Google mentioned to us like within 48 or 24 hours it will be done. It will be fixed automatically, right, within 24 hours. That's the thing. And I just in the office, and again, I will, after this call, I will go to the production and let them, you know, get the update, what's the update, and when it will be fixed today, before the day end, right? So I need to go there and get the update for. So it happens by the normally. I'm be honest with you. I'm totally honest with you. I'm not saying, or I'm not just, around and around making us, around and around, mm-hmm. not like that. I'm being honest with you, and it happens by the Google. And the point is, you have already mentioned that is totally fine, and you already got this point. But the main point is that it's for the Google, and we already spoke with them, and definitely they mentioned 24 hours. So after this call, I need to go to the production and get the update what happened. and then I will definitely update you what happened and what tool was set and what we are working on.
Okay, that'd be great. Sam, in the meantime, if you can also send me a backup of the website. It's something I've never received from you, and I just feel that I need to have this. And I still don't have access to the WordPress. I don't know if that's associated. In fact, it probably is associated with the problem that I'm having with the website being flagged, because my antivirus is doing that. Mm-hmm. So if you can send me a backup of of my website in the meantime, if you can send that this morning, that would be fantastic also.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the understanding, right? After this call, I will go ahead and get back to you soon right away.
Okay, and please, as soon as you hear anything from Google, or if you call them and get an update, if you can please either give me a call or send me an email. I cannot stress how important this is to my company right now. I'm losing business, and that's crazy.
I do understand that. Definitely, I'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.